Here we are, next stop of the Holyoke Canal System tour. This is stop B. It's called Boatlock Station. To get here, drive north along Lyman Street from its intersection with Maple Street in Holyoke. Near the bottom of the hill, but before the railroad overpass, turn left onto Gatehouse Road. This is a public road. Stop between the rail line and the boathouse. Look to the right. Also walk forward to see the first level canal spike. This stop has great views of both the first and second level canal intersection. It is along Gatehouse Road in Holyoke. The location has had three distinct uses throughout the years. At first, it was a lock for boats that were hauling construction material for the canals. Then it was turned into the first test flume in Holyoke. It was used by J. Memberson from 1870 to the year 1879. He increased the power used by the turbines from 70% to 80%. Thirdly, it is now used as an electric power station with three medium-sized turbines. The spike of the first level canal that you see in front of you was the site of the original proto canal that fed water into five small mills owned by Alfred Smith. No one knows for sure when the original canal was built. To the southwest of the boat lock station is the Whiten Paper Mill. Here, William Whiten had his original paper mill. He had two more mills in Holyoke and owned one of the largest paper mills in the country. He had started working at the Holyoke Paper Mill, but the Newton brothers converted this Whiten Mill from a wire mill to a paper mill just for him. To the south of the Whiten No. 1 Mill is a mill along Lyman Street that was at first called the Hamden Cotton Mill. After 20 years of operation, it turned into the Macintosh and specialized in men's suits. Now it is part of the warehouse, a social function business. To the east of the boatlock station, see the magnificent view of the second level canal. The mills in front of you are those of the Hadley Cotton Mill. Below are the Valley Paper Mill and the Albion. The train tracks to your right are still active. The second Holyoke train station is about 200 yards away. This is the Richardson train station. It is one of the few structures left in New England built in a Richardsonian Romanesque style. Okay, from this stop, we're all gone to the next stop. I hope you enjoyed this beautiful stop.